Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Aaron Richards, Executive Director at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission here on St. Gabriel Radio. Today, friends, we're reflecting on a selection from Psalm 119. Oftentimes in the liturgy, I know if you're anything like me, especially on Sundays, the psalm is the time where I get to take a breather and check in on my kiddos, see how they've processed our first two readings before jumping into the gospel homily marathon. But the psalm for us holds such beautiful significance, not only in theological transition, but also in a way of lifting our hearts to the beauty of what God wants to communicate in the course of our liturgy. So walk with me through Psalm 119, starting today in verse 157. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. I chose today's psalm because that's sometimes a contradictory phrasing, right? How great peace have they who love your law. My wife and I were deciding what scripture passage we wanted to be the theme of our family's prayer time a couple weeks back, and we actually found this passage from Psalm 119. Great peace have they who love your law. It's an interesting idea, loving the law. So many times we think of the law as something that should be avoided, or at very least kept at arm's length. But when we talk about the law of God, it's spoken about with reverence and with love, and especially when we read the Old Testament with passion. Though my persecutors and my foes are many, I turn not away from your decrees. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. The law of the Lord is what keeps us safe. Just like the speed limit keeps us from going off the edge of the road on a tight turn. The law of the Lord is meant for our good, not for our ill. Permanence is your word's chief trait. Each of your just ordinances is everlasting. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. We can put our confidence in something, in someone, who doesn't fade away, who doesn't get old and frail, who doesn't die. The law of the Lord, the word of the Lord, is permanent and faithful. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. O Lord, how great peace have they who love your law. God, your word is more powerful than any word that would come against us, that would detract against us. Jesus, teach us to value your word and your law. Those who love your law have great peace, and for them there is no stumbling block. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and your commands I fulfill. The salvation of the Lord, the way that God interacts with our life, the way that God interacts with our world. It's a story that began in the beginning in a garden, and it ends at the glorious celebration of the wedding feast of the Lamb in Revelation. And every step along the path is a story of God fighting for us. And the way he fights for us is to direct our paths. That direction that he offers us, it shouldn't be something that we see as an inhibition on our freedom, but something that we see as an invitation in how to love well, right? God's expectation for us, the reason that he gives us his word, his law, is so that we could learn how to love and to be loved. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. So this psalm today concludes, I will keep your precepts and your decrees, for all my ways are before you. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. As we reflect on this passage from Psalm 119, God, we're reminded that you love us and you lay it all down for us. Give us the grace to step into your law, to your promise, and Jesus, to see you as the greatest example, the one who calls us to live life as we ought. We pray this all in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, this has been a scripture reflection today on Psalm 119, starting in verse 157. I'm Aaron Richards, Executive Director at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a great day.